I'm not accepting an apology. It's not good enough. Sure, an apology won't give us back our day. You know, how's that apology going to help my wife who was over the doctor today, making sure the baby was okay? You know, she's 5.5 months pregnant. You know, and she was tossed in a cell. And when she got to Strand Road Barracks, she was made to change again. She didn't want to change, but they forced her to change. Again, then, this like, absolutely ridiculous. They lock us up in a cell for a wedding day and think, oh, I'm sorry, it's good enough.
Do you believe that the PSNI should compensate you and your wife for your wedding day?
Absolutely. Sure, we haven't had a wedding day, no? All the work, all the effort put into it from all parties, I had a lot of help from friends and family. They put it all together because we have previously planned on getting married next year, but due to Yannan's pregnancy, we moved it forward a year. So everything was destroyed, ripped. All the food, like the DJs, everything that was booked, all the transport, the whole entire thing, the venue, absolutely destroyed it all. Like, it, you know, it doesn't just, it goes far beyond just affecting me and Yannan. It affected my family. My wee brother, who's 10 years old, was inconsolable. When they came in and told us that in front of my mother and my aunties, and all the people that know us, telling them that they believed that this was a sham marriage. Absolute disgrace.